Live from CPR News and KRCC, I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. State lawmakers are continuing a multi-year effort to tighten the rules for Colorado's funeral homes. A bipartisan bill would make it a deceptive trade practice for a funeral director to steal a client's money as well as a Class 1 misdemeanor. Colorado's Hallmark Insect Zoo has pulled the plug on its ambitious move to a state-of-the-art facility in Broomfield. Denverite's Paolo Shelsida reports.
The Butterfly Pavilion had been gearing up for a move from Westminster to Broomfield since 2018. The move would have allowed the nonprofit zoo to nearly triple its space. But citing a difficult economic landscape, the pavilion said it was canceling the move. The project was expected to cost $55 million. For now, the Butterfly Pavilion will stay in Westminster, but it will continue to seek out a future move. Funds donated for the Broomfield move will be reserved to find a future expansion. I'm Paul Shasta, Denverite.
Boulder City Council has approved $66 million in bonds to pay for flood mitigation work at CU Boulder South. The land was annexed by the University of Colorado in 2021. It sits alongside the South Boulder Creek and it is vulnerable to extreme floods. CU says the flood prevention project will help protect 2,200 residents and 1,100 homes. Devastating floods in the area killed 8 people in 2013 and caused more than $1 billion in damage. Across the Front Range today, highs will be in the 60s. Tonight, temperatures will drop to the 30s. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.